impurities. There are two types of impurities, mala and vikshepa, which means dirt and distraction. If you have a pool of water and it's filled with dirt, then you can't see the bottom. Similarly, because our hearts are filled with dirt, we can't see our true identity, our true selves. This impurity is present on three levels: physical, mental, and emotional level. Physical impurity, or mal, is in the form of blockages caused by an imbalance of the three elements within our bodies: water, air, and fire, which means kapha, vata, and pitta. In Ayurveda, these three are described. By practicing hatha yoga and pranayama, one can remove these physical blockages and malas and balance the three yumas, or elements, in the material body. The material body will become clean and balanced. The physical body will then become a good instrument for sadhana bhakti. The second level of dirt is the emotional dirt. These are impurities manifested on the emotional level in the form of selfishness and attachments. Without understanding our own spiritual identity, one will remain closed and selfish and self-centered. As we have daily contact with worldly people, our relatives and other mundane people, and material objects, along with the force of habit, it creates attachment for all these material attractions and material people. By increasing our material possessions, our selfishness and attachment to these possessions also increases. Thus, one's heart becomes totally contaminated, impure, completely self-centered, and bound up by all these attachments to people, places, and things. So how to remove the emotional dirt? Well, Krishna suggests in Bhagavad Gita, karma yoga, removing the selfishness. Karma yoga means actions done selflessly for others, acting as a duty without attachment or expectation of rewards or results. This action in karma yoga removes the I, the selfishness, which is binding and limiting. There's a Christian saint, Francis of Assisi, who said, "Do not seek love for yourself, but always act to give love to others." This is the gist of karma yoga. There are many ways to do karma yoga. One, to do actions for society without seeking any reward, not interested in name, fame, or honor. Number two is to do actions, specific actions for God, as an offering to Radha and Krishna. We can convert our day-to-day activities to spiritual by changing our attitude, our mindset. For example, we're working for the family with the feeling that the family members are all parts and parcels of Krishna. They're all servants of the Lord. Myself, my wife, and all my children and relatives are Krishna's eternal servants, and I'm assisting them in their service to Radha and Krishna. This type of attitude or spiritual viewpoint actually functions to connect every act and personal relationship with God. So this way we can transform our daily mundane work into bhakti or devotional service. So removing the impurity of attachments. By increasing our love and attachment for the Vaishnavas and Radha and Krishna, we can transcend our attachments to material objects and beings. One can get free from material attachments by directing our sentiments and love towards Krishna. Thus our actions and our emotions, which bind us, can liberate us when they are transformed and transferred. And the third, we talked about physical impurities and then emotional impurities. Now we'll talk about mental impurities. These create vikshep, distraction. So we talked about mal, or impurities. Now this distraction, dirt and distraction. So this distraction is another type of impurity within the mind. And this dirt or distraction, or the impurity in the mind, creates vikshep or distraction, restlessness, tossing of the mind. When the pure soul is covered by ignorance, it becomes attracted and attached to the material world. The material mind and senses are always hungry for sense pleasure, and they're continually running outward toward the objects of the material world. Due to this outward movement, the mind is never calm, never peaceful, never steady. The mind is continually in a state of agitation. Our minds and our emotions are interrelated. It's difficult to draw a line to separate our mind from our emotions. The agitation of our mind also is caused by our emotional involvement with the material world. That is why the mind is never still. In Bhakti Yoga, we are trying to train and direct our feelings and emotions away from the material world, freeing them from the spider web of attachments in which they are trapped. When one is thus free, he can direct his feelings towards Krishna, thus transform and purify his feelings. And the best way to purify the mind, of course, is chanting Cheto Darpanam Arjanam, Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam, by the constant repetition in japa of Krishna's holy names. It's like pouring fresh water into a glass of ink. At first, the black ink mixes with the clear water, and they both remain dirty. But finally, if you keep pouring the pure water into the glass, eventually into the glass of ink, all the ink will be displaced and moved out. And what will remain in the glass is nothing but clean, pure water. So this is like the chanting. Our mind is full of the ink of material attachments and tossing and distractions and restlessness. As we continue to repeat the holy name, the holy Hare Krishna mantra acts like pure spring water to drive away the mental distractions present in the mind in the form of names and forms. And this holy name, as it purifies the mind more and more, it pacifies the mind and calms the mind and helps us to concentrate. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is like a magnet that can attract all the scattered iron filings. Similarly, the Hare Krishna Mantra draws, it pulls all of our distracting thoughts together into one place. It focuses the mind on Krishna's Naam, Rup, Gun, and Leela. The mantra, the Hare Krishna mantra, is not merely words, but the mantra is the topmost pure spiritual vibration. Surcharged with the personal realizations and bhavas of the spiritual master who bestowed that mantra upon the eager and sincere disciple. The Ma mantra can easily purify and uplift the mind, making it naturally concentrated and focused. By meditating on the form, we can train and control the mind. By worshipping the form of Radha Krishna, one develops a relationship with his personal Murti or Ishtadev. By regularly serving the deity form of the Lord and directing one's feelings and emotions towards the deity, one can remove the many material forms from the mind and replace them with the one form of the deity upon which your mind can meditate. If we meditate on Radha and Krishna's divine forms while chanting japa, we'll actually calm the agitation of the mind and keep it from running after different forms and names and places and people and activities of the material world. The mind is always full of waves, thought waves, manovritti, which are created by the incessant rising of desires. Just like the waves on the ocean prevent one from peering into the depths or perceiving the depths. Similarly, the waves of thought arising in the surface of the mind from the desires prevent one from looking deep within himself. They block one's perception. They keep one from discovering his true spiritual identity as Krishna's eternal servant, as part eternal part and parcel of the eternal Lord. How are these manovritti or thought waves created in the mind? By wind and undercurrents, waves appear in the ocean. So similarly, the wind of desires, vasana, and the undercurrents of impressions from previous activities, which are known as samskaras. So when you go to the ocean, if there's no wind and there's no undertow or whirlpools or undercurrents, then there won't be any waves. But by the force of wind and different undercurrents and undertows and whirlpools, there's so many waves in the ocean. And similarly, by the force of the winds of desire, vasana, and impressions, stored impressions in the mind from previous actions and sense activities in this life and previous lives, by the combination of the wind of desires and the undercurrents of impressions or samskaras collected in this life and so many previous lives, these stored samskaras generate desires which force one to act in a particular way. One thought is replaced by another, thus the mind is never steady or concentrated. So the holy name can act to steady the mind, to first purify the mind, steady the mind, and enable us to concentrate the mind on the eternal form, qualities, and pastimes of the Lord. And then all the dirt and distraction in our mind and heart will be removed. There will be no more emotional dirt, or mental dirt, or physical dirt. Our bodies, our minds, and our hearts will all come in balance. They'll all come in peace, unified, working together for the satisfaction, happiness, and pleasure of Radha Govinda Yugal.